Thanks for joining in on another one of our company updates. Today we will be looking at FirstRand. It recently released its 2024 financial year results, having a June financial year end. So we'll pay a bit more attention to those results. Just starting off on an overall view, so on the macro, we expect hopefully the consumer to be a bit healthier on the financial side due to lower interest rates and also lower inflation. And then when looking at the results, so the main three themes that I would like to highlight from my perspective is that the net interest income benefited from a good loan growth, and that helped drive the earnings increase. And then on the expenses side, it was elevated due to making a provision for the UK FCA Motor Commission's investigation. Then also they provided the outlook, which we see as an overall improved outlook, because as the provision is now made for the UK FCA matter, that is now in the past, and it decreases the overhang that it had. And then also on the net interest income, management gave quite a conservative guidance in our view, as they said they will tilt growth more to the commercial and corporate side, which is lower margin business, and they only expect more growth on the retail side once they see that the lower interest rates and inflation starts benefiting the consumer. So there's a potential upside we see in the guidance on that side from management. Then they also provided a positive outlook on the non-interest revenue for growth on that side, owing to things such as continued growth in insurance, and then also on the private equity realizations, which is usually a bit of a could be more once-off type of impacts and makes it harder to forecast. So good guidance from this side, we also view favorably. On the valuation front, so if you look at a five-year PE graph, FirstRand would look expensive, it's to the higher end. But if you look at the 10-year, where it's sitting currently to the 10-year averages, then it's just slightly below the averages on that front. We maintain our buy recommendation on FirstRand, and what would change our mind is if the profit margins were to decrease, as this bank does have higher margins to its peers and also higher multiples in this sense. And then also if the interest rates were to increase, as the bank manages its net interest margin, it doesn't benefit so much from interest rate increases, where other peers would benefit more. And what would also potentially change our minds are that if the SA outlook deteriorates, as it has a high exposure compared to peers. However, these are not currently our outlook.